Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's just before 25 past 4. We need to get into our Monday mailbag.
Every week we go through the emails that have been sent in to drive@jacarandafm.com if you ever want to get in touch. Lots of people always asking for advice. We pick one on a Monday. Can I read this for you?
Yes.
How even do you solve this? Hi team, I'm truly hoping that you can help me out this Monday as I'm in quite a serious predicament. My wife has never seen the Springboks play and I managed to get us tickets for the game in Nelspruit against Argentina. We're both very excited, but I've made a huge mistake. While talking to my boss, I mentioned I'd gotten us tickets, and he seemed really happy, but I didn't think anything of it. Until he came back the next day and said he booked our accommodation at a nice game lodge that I couldn't afford in Mbombela. He clearly misunderstood that when I said I had tickets for us, I meant my wife and not him. Now I don't know what to do. Do I tell my boss that I didn't buy him a ticket and he needs to cancel the accommodation? Or do I tell my wife that she's no longer going to the game with me? Help, Anonymous.
Oh, wow. So Anonymous' two choices in his life is I'm either jobless or I'm divorced. That's essentially what they're asking us to help them with.
Now what must happen?
Hi.
What would you do?
I would take the boss. I would take the boss.
You would?
I would because first come, first serve, hey? And the wife will understand.
If Leah had tickets and told me we had tickets.
Yeah.
And then she came back to me later and she was like, oh, by the way, no, I'm taking my boss instead. I would be mad.
No, the thing is, ons gaan nie eet nie. Ons gaan nie ons huis hê nie. Ons gaan nie 'n lewe hê nie. Laat ek hierdie persoon net saam met my vat. Dit is een naweek. Die Springbokke gaan weer speel. Hulle gaan weer wen. Take the boss.
It's very kind of the boss to be like, oh, cool, thanks for getting us tickets. I'll sort the accommodation out.
And a game lodge as well. There's also another thing. Take the boss. Tick.
Want jy weet mos, it's not easy to get into Mbombela and find accommodation on a game day if you're going from Gauteng. Nee. You weet, mense ry deur and then you turn around and you drive back at night sometimes because the accommodation books up quick sticks.
Verstaan.
So now what? What would you do? If that was your situation, are you telling your significant other, sorry, I've given your ticket away by mistake? Or are you going to the boss and being like, Orcs, you know that accommodation you booked for us? I'm going to take my wife and we're going to drive back instead. What's the vibe? 0848500942. Anonymous needs our help this afternoon.
Ek wil ook hoor wat jy sou doen.
I'll tell you in a minute. I haven't decided yet, honestly.
Okay.
Ek weet nie, dis moeilik.
Okay.
Let me think about it, but you drop us a line. 0848500942.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
This is one of the most ridiculous predicaments we've had in absolute ages.
Anonymous is in trouble either way.
Yes. Just doomed. Very quickly, if you missed the Monday mailbag earlier, Anonymous sent us an email. His wife has never been to the rugby to watch the Springboks play. So he got them tickets against Argentina and Mbombela for end of the month.
Yeah.
And he said to his boss at work, listen, I got us tickets to the rugby. I'm so excited. And his boss heard us and thought that the two of them were going. And now boss has come back and found nice accommodation apparently at a game lodge.
Yeah.
Want dis 'n probleem daai. Finding a place to stay is an issue.
Whether you've got tickets for the Nelspruit game or not, you're not going to find any accommodation in and around Nelspruit. And we have looked. Sorry, I'm a travel agent and we have looked.
There you go. Bernice says there's nothing available and I believe her. Mense is altyd moeilik om as ons daar speel, it's a problem.
Selfs as ons na die fees toe gaan, as ons in die bos toe gaan, ons goed is maande voor die tyd beplan want daar is nie plek om te bly nie.
So now boss has come through with accommodation.
But
his wife thinks she's going to the game. And now what? You must pick and choose your battles here. No. There's no winning.
Don't take the boss. You're going to get divorced.
Damien thinking very simply here.
I'll take the boss.
I would like to say that I'm big enough to have a chat with my boss, but I'd be nervous.
Yeah.
Especially if the boss has gone to the effort, man.
But also, how excited are you to have a chat like that with Leah?
Never
seen the Springboks play, but I say
exactly that. No, it's very, very difficult. Lots of people suggesting the same solution.
Probably send the wife with the boss. Hier maar die baas saam met die vrou, of die vrou saam met die baas.
Send the boss and send the wife.
Solution is easy. The guy should send his wife to go watch the rugby along with his boss.
Okay, ek het aan die begin gesê, hy is of geskei of werkloos. Nou, stel julle voor dat hy moet geskei en werkloos wees. Nee, dis breed. Dis breed hierdie.
I don't know what to do. I really don't know what I would do.
No, I'm straight up still sticking with what I was going to do. Ek gaan my baas vat.
You reckon?
In blommekoop of iemand het gesê, gaan saam met die baas, ek dink was George wat gesê het, gaan saam met jou baas en dan stuur jy vir jou vrou op 'n spa naweek of 'n ietsie nice, but don't uninvite your boss. You cannot do that.
I think you can. No. I think you should. Listen, yeah, I don't think there's ever been such a clear case on the Monday mailbag of lose-lose.
Yes.
0848500942. If that was your person, if your partner had told you they had tickets and then snatched them away for you, how would you feel? Because I think that's got a lot to do with this question. 0848500942. So, Roseanne McKenzie says she's taking the bus to the rugby.
Unequivocally.
Tracy has a really great solution. Give both tickets to your boss. Stay home with your wife.
Oulik. Baie oulik. Koos dan sê, maklik, kry nog een kaartjie. Die kaartjies is nie die probleem nie, dit is die verblyf.
Yes.
Wat die probleem is, Nelspruit, Mbombela is vol.
And what if your boss is lashed out on like a one of those nice lodges?
Exactly.
You can't just be like, listen, I'll pay you for the accommodation. What if he comes through and it's like near this flippin' deal?
Ja, dan ons 'n ander voorstel ingekry. Gaan saam met die baas, jy kan opmaak met die vrou. Geld kan alles fix, sê my dogter. Jy kan die vrou saam met die baas, jy kan nie die vrou saam met die baas nie stuur nie, veral as dit 'n vroulike baas is. Because jy kan nie, you know, like if you're sending your wife with a male boss, it's gonna get tricky. And if you are going with a female boss, that's what I was trying to say, it's gonna get tricky.
Divorce, I can still live with. It's fine. There's many fishes in the sea. If you don't take your boss, you're going to be jobless, my guy. And then there's not a lot of jobs out there.
It's easier to get a new wife than a new job. Leon Nierman, imagine.
Yo, this poor man, like, totes full. I am a wife, and if that had to happen, I'd be like, you know what, take your boss, because, yeah, at the end of the day, there's bills to pay, and, like, that's a totes more awkward conversation.
Rox saying she'd give it up. But what if it was your dream, Rox? What if you'd never been to see the box like his wife hasn't, and it's been a dream now, and you think you've got tickets, and then someone snatches them away from you?
Yeah. Luister, ons het 'n paar doosies gehad vir Monday Mailbag. Hierdie een is vir my die moeilikste vir die persoon wat in die situasie sit. I mean, I know what I would do, but I'm not saying that it's right.
Yeah. The thing that gets me, the grown-up in me is like, I would just tell my boss calmly what happened and that the tickets weren't his, and then he would understand. But what if this bras spent like 20,000 rand on non-refundable accommodation? Then what must happen?
Awkward.
Suppose I hear. There's still tickets available. You can buy another ticket. What is with Dyson around there?
Verstaan.
Yeah. Listen, it's a conundrum today. I think my takeaway is I'm very glad it's not me.
Anonymous, we will conclude by saying this sounds like a you problem.
Also, please let us know what you decide. I would love to know. Also, we want to talk to your wife. Also, we want to talk to your boss.